Well, now, Pakistan says a man believed to be a local commander of the terrorist group ISIL has confessed to receiving funds from the United States. Local media say Yusuf al-Salafi made the confession under interrogation. Salafi and two companions were arrested in the northeastern city of Lahore last week. He's said to be a Pakistani Syrian who came to Pakistan through Turkey 5 months ago, where he formed an ISIL offshoot. The man revealed that the money was given to him to run the organization in Pakistan and recruit young people to fight in Syria. Salafi said he was paid $600 for each militant recruit. Hundreds of Pakistanis have reportedly been sent to Syria and Iraq to join ISIL militant ranks. Let's go to Islamabad and talk to Press TV's Kamran Yusuf, our correspondent there. Kamran, we have the so-called war on terror claimed by the West on the one hand, and on the other we have this local ISIL commander in Pakistan claiming that he was given money by the United States to run this organization. Just how can we explain this dichotomy and contradictory policy on behalf of the West?
Well, certainly this is the main skepticism even in the Pakistani public, that actually it is the United States and other powerful Western countries which are responsible for creating trouble not only in many parts of the world, but particularly in this part of the world. And this latest disclosure that a man believed to be a local commander of ISIL confessed to have received financial assistance from the United States has really added fuel to the fire, and people now tend to believe that it is the United States and its secret agencies that are playing the dirty game in this part of the world. So certainly at this point in time, the government is analyzing, because as you mentioned, the reported by a Pakistani newspaper, that this issue has also been taken up by the Pakistani authorities with the US Secretary of State John Kerry, who was here in Pakistan last month. And they actually insisted and urged the U.S. Secretary of State dispel this impression that they are not supporting certain militant groups to achieve their agenda. But certainly this is an ongoing development, and Pakistan is already concerned that the ISIL militant group is trying to make inroads here in Pakistan, and Pakistani authorities are trying to make sure that they should not have any stronghold, because as you know that Pakistan has already been fighting so many local and foreign militant groups, and if in any way ISIL makes serious inroads in Pakistan, this could create a lot of problems for the Pakistan.
And of course, now that this man has made these confessions, will this local organization that he's been able to run be destroyed?
Well, at this point in time, obviously, Pakistan officially has not really acknowledged that whether the ISIL really existed in Pakistan, though there are several reports, even certain intelligence agencies reported that there is a possibility that the ISIL is trying to establish its stronghold in this part of the region. And already we have reports that many fighters from Pakistan have been reportedly sent over to Iraq and Syria. So the main question, first of all, the Pakistani authorities are trying to assess that how far this man who was believed to be a local commander has established stronghold inside Pakistan. And obviously publicly Pakistan is saying that they are not going to tolerate any form of terrorism, and they will make sure that if there is any connection between the local groups and the ISIL, they should take serious action against it. But obviously situation at this point in time is uncertain, because there are so many local groups here in Pakistan operating, and they some or the other ideologically also linked with the ISIL. So this could be a possibility that local groups are trying to take advantage of this fluid situation at this point in time, and this really gives a serious challenge to the Pakistani authorities to make sure that ISIL should not make any serious problem for them. And obviously, this arrest of a man can make a big difference, and can provide them the important information that how strong this group is currently inside Pakistan.
All right, Press TV's Kamran Yusuf reporting from Islamabad. Thanks, Kamran.